Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Examiner, which is talking about the heatwave, more particularly about the heatwave in Europe rather than Ireland, where it's kind of, you know, a pleasant 28 degrees. If you were in Spain or the Canaries, you'd be happy enough with 28 degrees. But it's not the case around Europe with these 40 degree heat figures being registered. And the Examiner says thousands of the most vulnerable across Europe are facing into life or death scenarios due to the extreme heat. Cities across Europe have been forced to close schools, curtail public transport and close tourist sites as temperatures reached or soared past 40 degrees Celsius. Amazing to see the Eiffel Tower being closed yesterday in Paris and people jumping into the Seine. Now, I know they cleaned it up for the Olympics. It's still not somewhere you'd love to jump into, to be honest. The Irish Times on the front page has a picture from people at Portmarnock in North Dublin yesterday. I hope they all had their sun cream on because they're all topless. Well, the men are topless. And this headline is that a heatwave has pushed temperatures above 40 degrees in parts of Western Europe, and it's continuing to prompt authorities to warn people to take precautions to stay safe during the soaring heat. And that other horrific figure from France as well, 40 people have drowned in France in the recent heatwave, and they had highs of 44 degrees yesterday. And I saw some schools in England had a half day yesterday as well because of the heat. Authorities in Luxembourg sent out an emergency text to everyone's mobile phone in Luxembourg telling them to take precautionary measures. We do have in Ireland the Met Air and High Temperature Alert kicked in at noon yesterday, runs until 9 on Friday morning. I think there, and with temperatures of 28 degrees at the Phoenix Park in Dublin. I think our big issue, certainly my big issue, is trying to get to sleep at night because it's very, very warm indeed. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, they're looking at young asylum seekers who may now face age examinations. Unaccompanied young asylum seekers whose age is disputed. So they come to the country, they say they're one age, but authorities go, I'm not sure that is your age. Well, now they may face medical examinations as a last resort, and where other processes prove inconclusive. This is a bit of a nightmare, trying to work out someone's age, of course. We haven't done this in Ireland previously, and the Children's Rights Alliance is warning that doing these assessments are unreliable, unnecessary and possibly invasive. The Irish Independent on the front page has a picture of Dathi O'Shea, who's the new presenter of Up for the Match. It's going to be Dathi O'Shea, Jackie Hurley and Louise Cantillon who are going to host Up for the Match. Des Cahill is stepping back after nearly 2 decades, and Des Cahill says Dathi will be in his element presenting Up for the Match. Main story for the Irish Independent, state agencies have been warned to take urgent action to bring derelict properties into use or sell them if they want to avoid tax bills that could impact their delivery of services. So basically the state now is not going to tolerate large amounts of derelict state-owned property. So they're going to have a plan in place for every derelict property that they are responsible for. The Irish Daily Mail has an exclusive. Our rural road maintenance is in crisis because fuel inflation has caused many local councils to blow through their budgets. The Mail says local roads have been left damaged, potholed or even shut in some regions since the start of the year. Never mind your local rural roads. I notice it around Dublin, the amount of potholes and dodgy roads at the moment. But there are growing fears that the road's deterioration could lead to serious accidents or fatalities. So fuel inflation causing havoc with budgets for local authorities. The Irish Sun on the front page, hash ban walloped, is the headline. And this is an exclusive that possession of drugs for personal use could soon be decriminalised. So we have the Oireachtas Committee on Drugs Use, which is this morning issuing a report. I think it's out at 9 o'clock, and it's going to recommend major changes to our drug laws. And these are TDs and senators who have spent over a year looking into the issue, and now they're calling for new health-led policies. Gary Gannon, the Social Democrats TD, is chair of the committee, and he says criminalising people for their own drug use has not reduced harm. This will spark a lot of debate on News Talk and plenty of other radio stations too about whether we decriminalise drugs or not. And final front page story is from the Irish Daily Star. Mass arson attack on Ryanair staff. Crew members' terror after six houses set alight in Swords. Inside the papers, the Irish Times is looking at how big our cars are. And increased average car sizes are putting a squeeze on the number of parking spaces in Irish cities. And the big cars are also putting pedestrians at higher risk of injury. This is a new report from Transport and Environment, which is a big European think tank. And they estimate that 14% of on-street parking spaces will be erased because cars are becoming too big to fit between existing lines. And you see this in car parks, particularly older car parks, where the big cars just don't fit into the spaces. So now we're going to have to reduce the amount of on-street parking spaces. And in Dublin, that would lead to a loss of between 1,700 and 2,700 spaces being lost in Dublin. And that would mean then thousands of parking spaces being lost across the country. And also the bigger cars are meaning that pedestrians and cyclists are involved in more incidents and unfortunately fatalities as well. So you can read more about that in the Irish Times. I have said before, I do see this when I'm driving around, that people are driving these big gas guzzlers, and certainly in urban areas like Nace, they're not herding cattle. And is there a need for them to have such big vehicles, you'd wonder. Elsewhere, there's a couple of raunchy enough stories in the papers today as well. So if you've little ears, just be aware of this, because we're talking, first of all, in the Irish Examiner about 13 men who were surgically fitted with bionic penises last year in Irish public hospitals. So there is a demand in hydraulic, there's a rise in demand for hydraulic appendages, and the devices, which are also known as penile prostheses, can be manually inflated to simulate an erection, and they allow a male patient suffering from impotence to regain sexual function. So I suppose this is a lesson. You don't need to suffer alone if you're struggling with any erectile issues, because you can get a penile prosthesis from the state, and 13 men got them last year. I don't know about the price, but they reckon in England the price for a fake penis is €34,000, so I don't know how much that would cost here in Ireland. Second kind of raunchy story is that the secret to a good retirement is sex and wine. This is in the Mail. Pensioners say the real secret to a perfect retirement is getting rid of the cocoa, cardigans and countdown, and instead having a fridge full of wine, a load of holidays a year and plenty of sex. The most important ingredient is spending a lot of time outdoors, according to 67% of retirees. Also a healthy pension, a great social life, the freedom to travel and a well-stocked wine fridge all made the count as well. A couple of final stories for you. One comes from the Times of London. We're often told that sitting for too long is bad for you and you should get up and move around. Now we have the official figures. So, for example, if you're sitting in an office, or indeed sitting at home, working from home, you should get up for 5 minutes every hour. Actually, ideally, they say you should get up 5 minutes every half an hour, but then they realise that's kind of unrealistic. A lot of people get up for 5 minutes every 2 hours. So researchers in the British Journal of Sports Medicine say that the happy medium is to do 5 minutes every hour, get up and do a bit of activity. They're calling it a movement break, and that will help you with your sedentary lifestyle and could also reduce your risk of heart disease and diabetes and cancer and things like that. And finally, young people don't want to be pop stars anymore. In the Mail, they were told instead they want to be social media influencers. A survey revealed more than 60% of youngsters either aspire to be an influencer or base their ambitions on what they've seen online. And many think, now this is a hard industry to make money in, but many think that being a social media influencer means that you have celebrity status and wealth. So it's not about being a pop star or a soccer player anymore. Instead, people want to be a pop star.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.